Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Time to talk food, and we're going to start with our weekly update from the team at Eat Out and Food 24, the country's biggest restaurant review and foodie platforms. And then in a little while, if my stomach can stop growling long enough for me to talk on microphone, we're going to be tasting some of the amazing treats from the Lebanese cafe. This came up, Lebanese bakery and kitchen rather, sorry, in Claremont. You can say I'm distracted because a tub of hummus has just been opened near me. And how can a person concentrate when things are smelling as they are in the studio? Tessa mentioned the Lebanese bakery and kitchen in Claremont during last week's restaurant segment. And we had a flurry of calls from you telling us how wonderful they are and your favorite dishes there. So we thought we'd invite them in to keep the conversation going today. Before we do that, though, let's say thank you, Tessa, for connecting me with what looks like the most gorgeous lunch I've had all month. And welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. Oh, I'm so glad that you're able to taste in your studio. I'm actually so jealous.
You should be, judging by what is being unpacked around me. And there's lunch enough for more than one person, Tessa, so if you're in the neighborhood, swing by. Tessa, of course, we want to talk about restaurant news and what's trending on the Eat Out and Food 24 platforms. And it's lovely to be able to start talking about a new restaurant opening in Cape Town. Tell us about the Royal Oyster Bar.
Yeah, so it's always lovely seeing new places sprout up. And the Oyster Bar has opened in Lower Bree Street in the same space where Le Tete used to be. And as the name suggests, they specialize in oysters. So for those that adore oysters, this is a great new spot to check out because they have quite a number of varieties to choose from. They've got champagne oysters, Neisner oysters, Saldanha Bay oysters, and a few others. All the oysters are served freshly shucked or gratinated, and they come with a condiment of your choice. So there are a few things to choose from, like the classic mignonette sort of vinegary minced shallots and cracked pepper. And then they also have a pesto option and a chili lime sauce. So quite a few things that you can have on your oyster. But if you aren't an oyster fan, that's not the end of the world, because they actually have quite an extensive breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu that features a rather broad range of dishes, like Eggs Benedict. They've got some French toast for lunch and dinner. They're serving half a roast chicken, pork belly, beef fillet, fish. So there really is something for everyone if you aren't an oyster fan. They're open from Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 11, so pretty much the whole day and evening. And you can find them at 17 Bree Street.
Okay, and just again, that's the bottom end of Bree Street, close to the foreshore if you're trying to place it. And good luck to them. I mean, it's been a long time, Tessa, since we've been able to discuss new restaurant openings. So that's very exciting news indeed. The Royal Oyster Bar at 17 Bree Street. If we are not dining out and we are turning to our own pantries, you've got a very interesting article up talking about what's in those pantries, and particularly the nutritional content of what's in the canned items in our pantries, Tessa. I've got a stack, I think most of us do, of our tomatoes and beans and various goodies that I keep there for the days when I'm really feeling lazy. But your nutritional therapist has made me look at some of them twice, I have to be honest.
Yes. So, I mean, yeah, many of us during lockdown, I think, have likely stocked up on a few pantry staples. And our team at Food 24 wanted to know which canned foods were actually the healthiest ones. So one of our writers chatted to Hannah Kay, a nutritional therapist, who gave us a rundown. And I think canned tomatoes are sort of an essential in quite a lot of dishes, and many of us probably have quite a few cans in our pantry. And she suggests always looking for ones that have a sugar or salt-free option, because obviously they're quite high in sugar. Then in terms of protein, she recommends tuna in brine or sardines and olive oil.
Okay. The comment about the sugar and salt is such an important one, because there are some of those canned products that are absolutely drowning in sugar without you realizing it. A lot of the items that are in a tomato sauce, for example, whether they be beans or fish, if you look at what's the can and the label on the can and read what's actually in that sauce, Tessa, it's alarming. It's like eating teaspoons of sugar.
Exactly. And in fact, baked beans are one of the ones that she sort of recommends avoiding, because they can contain up to a teaspoon of sugar per serving, which is quite a lot if you think of it. And also canned soups have a very high sodium content. So she suggests obviously making your own if you can. But then, yeah, in terms of sort of dietary preferences, she recommends coconut milk and coconut cream as healthy options. But obviously, those are quite expensive. So that's just one thing to note.
So it's a very interesting article to take a few minutes to read. On the it's on the Food 24 site, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And then last but not least, we'll be talking baked beans. I'm relieved to see that TikTok has moved on from throwing baked beans at people's houses and is now making frozen whipped lemonade instead. Tell us more.
Yes. So, I mean, at Food 24, we love to try viral videos, viral recipes that are popular on social media. And we obviously couldn't resist this frozen whipped lemonade. And it's essentially just four ingredients. So ice, whipped cream, condensed milk, and lemon juice. And you have the balance of the tart lemon with the sweetness and richness of the condensed milk. Throw everything into a blender until you have a smooth and sort of rich, creamy, frothy consistency. That's pretty much all it is, but it's gone viral. So.
Okay, and I bet the nutritional expert didn't look at that recipe for
no,
the record.
Exactly. We have to have a balance here.
Absolutely. A little bit of what you fancy does you good. Well, if you want to find the recipe for TikTok's favorite frozen whipped lemonade, you will find it up on the Food 24 website. Tessa Purden is head of content for Food 24. And Eat Out. Thanks as always for keeping us up to date on the latest from the restaurant industry. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Pippa. Bye.
Cheers.